KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:11, we have a mostly cloudy sky, and it's 70 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly later this afternoon, a high around 85. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A Nebraska man was sentenced to prison Tuesday in Council Bluffs, U.S. District Court. 36-year-old Matthew C. Banfield, a field of Omaha, was sentenced to 37 months in prison, to be followed by 3 years of supervised release for knowingly possessing a firearm as a prohibited person. According to court documents, on May 17th of 2020, Banfield was in possession of a Springfield 45 caliber handgun. He fired the weapon at various stationary targets in a rural location in Pottawatomie County. Prior to May 17th, Banfield had been convicted of felony. During his possession of a firearm, Banfield knew that was a prohibited person based on his prior felony convictions. Banfield pleaded guilty to the gun charge in January 8th of 2021. Acting U.S. Attorney Richard Westfall of the Southern District of Iowa made Tuesday's announcement. The Council Bluffs Police Department, Omaha Police Department, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, and the U.S. Marshals Southern Iowa Fugitive Task Force investigated the case against Banfield. The attorney for a convicted killer in Monona County is telling the judge his client should get a reduced sentence. J. Lee Newbaum was 17 years old when he shot the victim to death last year. Five witnesses gave testimony at a hearing this week. Newbaum was tried and convicted as an adult for shooting Joseph Hopkins to death. A psychiatrist told the court Newbaum is immature mentally. He faces a sentence of up to 50 years in prison for his conviction on a charge of second-degree murder. The judge will take the testimony into account when determining Newbaum's sentence. A man from Omaha is now charged with vehicular homicide after a woman he struck with his pickup in Mason City died from her injuries. Police say 35-year-old Christopher Rathlin was driving drunk when he hit 62-year-old Don Merrick in a Fleet Farm parking lot June the 8th. Merrick died at the hospital a couple of days later. Rathlin was initially charged with OWI reckless driving and serious injury by vehicle. The criminal complaint says a breath test showed Rathlin's blood alcohol content was 3 times the legal limit in Iowa. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports 38-year-old Grant Allen Bruckner of Coyne was arrested last Friday night at around 11:10 in the vicinity of Highway 34 and Highway 59. Bruckner faces charges that include possession of burglary tools, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $3,300. And at around 1:36 a.m. on Tuesday, 46-year-old Tracy Elizabeth Farland of Council Bluffs was arrested for interference with official acts and for having no valid driver's license. Bond on those two charges was set at $300. Now, Farland was also taken into custody on a warrant out of Page County for larceny. Bond on that offense was set at an additional $1,000. The Glenwood Police Department said also no injuries were reported following a collision Monday afternoon at 195th Street and Highway 34. Officials say a 2015 Jeep driven by Roger Beam of Pacific Junction was traveling south on 195th at around 4:15 p.m. and approaching the intersection with Highway 34. Torrential rain had prevented the SUV from coming to a complete stop, and the vehicle began to hydroplane. A 2007 Audi, driven by 76-year-old Thomas Milliken, also of Council Bluffs, was traveling west on Highway 34. Officials say Beam tried to accelerate through the intersection to avoid a collision, but the front of the Audi hit the rear of the Jeep. Authorities say heavy rain at the time made it nearly impossible for either driver to see the other. Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey reports Red Oak and Montgomery County first responders and more will join forces on August the 3rd, along with 38 million others across the country, in celebrating National Night Out. Ramey says this is the 38th year of the national event, the fifth year in Red Oak, and there will be more than 10 other Iowa cities officially registered for the event. It takes place locally at Fountain Square Park in Red Oak on August the 3rd from 6 until 8 p.m. The chief says Red Oak and Montgomery County is proud to state that the theme of the evening is public safety, safety of the public. And among the first responders who have confirmed their plans to be on hand is, of course, the Red Oak Police Department, Red Oak Fire Department, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Communications, Corrections, and EMA, Villisca Fire and Rescue, Elliott First Responders, Grant Fire. The Iowa State Patrol will be there, along with the Iowa DOT Motor Vehicle Enforcement. Even the Secret Service will show up. Iowa National Guard will be there. The Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad Police will be there. Iowa DNR, Montgomery County Conservation Officials, and LifeNet will be landing. Surrounding counties and cities have been contacted, according to Ramey, and first responder invitations have been extended. The safety of the public aspect will focus on fire safety, farm safety, and health-related safety. LifeNet, as I mentioned, will land, and the Prescott Car Club will be there. Throughout the park and around the square, there will be free food, information booths and handouts, displays, games, superheroes, vintage police and fire vehicles, a photo booth, tribute vehicles, displays, and monster trucks. Over 96 total partners are committed to helping with food and displays, along with the vehicles and exhibits, events, and other participating factors, with many more expected by August. You can read more in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. That's a check of the news for this hour. I'm Rick Henson reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.